Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, let's go back to school on the Brett Maggis Show. So, we're commercial-free on the Brett Maggis Show. You can turn it down now, okay?
I was jamming.
Yeah, that was Cooper.
My headphones got blown out.
I thought he'd have a little bit more like a little Billy Madison, like, back to school, back to school. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you wanted?
Kind of, yeah, like a little bit more back to school, yeah.
Or we school's got the rock out. Version going.
School's out for the summer, too. Like a little
Alice
bit more
Cooper.
Vibe. Yeah, or even just a little, like, school's out for the summer.
All right.
So what we're going to do, because Memorial Day weekend is kind of like that unofficial kickoff of summer. A lot of people taking their finals, school starting to get out and wrap up for the year. We're going to take you back to finals. And so hopefully you guys studied and did, you know, the overnight crunch last second. Were you guys like studying up for your final last night? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good
All
answers.
Night.
I have first grade, second grade, third grade, and fourth grade level questions. I'll go to each of you. Here's how it works. So it's not... Once you miss, you're out because AB always misses on the first round. This is, you get extra points for the grade level. So first grade level questions are worth 1 point.
Oh.
Second grade levels worth 2 points.
Oh. So I get to embarrass myself for every grade.
For every grade.
Oh,
and
wow.
You might come swinging in with a fifth grade
and
question.
And you can still win late in the game if you just get one right. It's never over, okay? First grade level question number one. We'll go to Hannah first. How many legs does a spider have?
Eight.
Eight legs. That is correct. You're on the point board for 1 point.
Nice
Why
job.
Do I know that? I
what is
know.
The name of the planet we live on, Kevin?
It is the planet Earth.
All right. A, B. Did you know that one?
No. That really baffled me.
How many states are in the U.S.?
Nerds!
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
AP.
52.
Tell me you're lying. You're messing with us.
I don't know if it's 50 or 52.
I don't know if it's 50 or 52.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is it Hawaii like an outlier
or
something?
Can I steal?
No, you cannot steal. Are you going to submit 52? I feel like
okay,
we have
I guess I'm submitting 50.
Do you guys... All right, I'm going to give you...
What's
the answer?
I'm going to give you, it's 50.
It's 50, yeah, because I was going to say, oh, wait, I'm sorry, New Utah was just officially added.
Oh, my God.
And West Florida.
Girl, you just said 52.
Why are we confused with the 52?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Hannah thought the same.
I'm with her on this. I can't laugh at her. I would have said the same thing.
Stop.
Yes.
I don't know
if it's 50 or 52.
No, it's 50. It's not like you. It's not like a sports team.
Why are people adding the two?
Yeah,
no one is adding the two.
Why?
No one does. No, stop saying people.
That's what Amy and I learned in school.
No, it's not.
You learned 52?
Teachers in their car are crying. Like, okay. Who taught you? Your teachers, like, probably that once taught you in school have now just given, they retired. They literally just turned in their... Like,
yeah.
It's over.
Okay.
I have girls on the radio yelling out 50.
I get her brain.
No, does it. No, and stop saying people say 52.
Yeah. Wait, yes!
Maybe they said eventually Panama could be a state.
No.
Kevin, stop.
I'm telling you it's something with like Hawaii or something.
Okay, 1 point for everybody. God help us in the second grade.
All right.
What are the three primary colors, Hannah? This is worth 2 points, remember?
I always was so bad at this. Red.
Yep.
Come on. Red, blue, green.
No.
Dang.
Yellow.
Yeah, you can't just keep yelling out colors.
Red,
no
blue,
points.
And yellow.
Yes, that is
colors.
A primary color.
Crap.
Which planet is known for its rings, Kevin?
Saturn is known for its rings.
Kevin.
So is Uranus as well, but Saturn is the primary one.
All right. A, B.
What?
Why are you laughing?
Uranus?
I think you like
Uranus.
I call it Uranus. I call it Uranus.
I call it Uranus because I taught second grade. Because when you call it Uranus,
yeah, I had a feeling that was the reason. And then now you did that.
What?
You guys never passed second grade.
That's right.
All right, AB, God help you. Mm-hmm. How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
Yes.
Roy G. Bibb. Okay,
yes.
Thank God.
Right.
Okay. That was a total guess.
You're not going to believe this, but AB and Kevin are tied for first place right now.
Unbelievable.
We're going to go to third grade right after Katy Perry, if you're still here.
Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Maybe.
Oh, back to school.
Maybe. Maybe we'll prove it. Memorial Day weekend is kind of like the unofficial kickoff of summer and school starts to wrap up. A lot of people doing their final exams and things like that. So we're having our own final exam here on the Brett Magus Show. By the way, we were able to celebrate Memorial Day weekend and go out to like the lake or the Ozarks or go smell a barbecue with our friends and family because of the men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. So thank you. We are putting Hannah, Kevin, and AB through a final exam. First grade level, second grade level questions were hard enough. We're about to move on to third grade and fourth grade.
We already have people texting and saying they're worried about us.
I'm worried
and
about you
guys. And we're fine.
No.
We're fine.
Who said you're fine?
That's me and AB.
All the teachers who taught 52 states are what's going. These guys are great.
Yeah.
They remembered.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All these people are trying to text in and say, oh, you guys are thinking 52 cards in a deck. No, we're not. We're thinking there's 52 states.
Hannah, yes.
And really, you can't convince me otherwise.
Hannah swears it's not her fault that she thinks there's 52 states. She's thinking, she's literally throwing a teacher under the bus.
I seriously think I was taught that too.
We're about to call up both of our high schools and blame them
there
entirely.
There never were.
When do you learn about that? Elementary school?
I'm starting to, with their conviction, I'm starting to believe that it's the teacher's fault, not Hannah and AB's. All right. How it goes up, it scales up. So you get 3 points here. You guys know how to count to three at least, right?
Sometimes.
So you're not out of it. You can get a 3 points for a third grade level or 4 points for a fourth grade level question. Let's start with you, Hannah. How many letters are in the alphabet?
I know this one.
26.
You didn't know how many states?
I didn't know that one. I'm kidding. I was going to say 27.
It is 26. So
nice
Hannah
job.
Is now in the lead. She has 4 points. Kevin, who is on the board with three points.
Okay.
This is worth 3 points, Kevin. Which land animal is the fastest?
The cheetah.
The cheetah is correct.
I would have said tiger.
Good thing we didn't ask it to you. Kevin's got six. AB, you are tied for the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a math question.
Ugh.
What do you get when you divide any number by zero? It's worth 3 points.
The same number?
The same number? So no. Like, if I were to do 10 divided by 0, it'd be 10?
Yeah.
No, the answer is
zero.
The answer is zero. Right. Like how many points you just scored.
If you multiply by 1, it's always it's the same.
That's right.
Okay. Let's start with AB.
I knew that.
Okay. Good. Let's start with AB because this is AB's chance to get in the lead. She needs this to have even a chance, guys.
Dumbest thing I've ever said.
Yeah, Hannah really was acting like no one else knew that.
Like, yeah, like you were like just. I did see you like brag. Like, oh man, I know.
Duh, and there's 52 states.
I know.
Duh, you idiots.
I know how to multiply and divide by 1, guys. Look at you. What a flex. God help us. All right, you need this to stay alive. 4 points up for grabs. It will immediately propel you into first place, all right?
Okay.
Fear. What do you call a group of lions?
Oh, I have no
That's
idea.
That's really hard.
No, it's not.
It's a fourth grade level question. This is for the lead.
I literally, a posse.
No.
That's a good answer.
It's a den of lions.
No, that is wrong. That's wrong.
What?
Den is where they sleep.
A group of like, yes, yes.
Is it a pack of lions?
No.
Herd of elephants.
Wait.
Guys, you're going to freak out.
What is it? What is it?
A pride.
Oh, a lion's. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That is not common. None of that in my life. I've never heard that.
All right, Kevin. Let's
a pride of lions, yeah.
Let's stick with you, Kevin. What type of animal lives both on land and in water? Your wife is a science teacher,
right.
Kevin.
You mean an amphibian? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Yeah.
Smart man.
All right, Hannah, how many sides are on an octagon?
8.
Boom. But you did not score enough points to beat Kevin. Kevin did get the win.
What?
Because of 1 point differential. You missed that second round. Kevin had a 5. You had a 4. Yeah, 4 points were worth there. Kevin beat you by 1 point.
That's right.
We have a lot of people very upset on the text line.
What did they say? Read some. Hold on. Actually, text in whatever you want right now. You have 4 minutes to text whatever you want about that test. Give them a grade, score them, and then we'll read your mean text on the air. 314-531-9898. We're actually going to offer up mean text to you right now. I don't even know what that was when we did that little final exam back to school game. I asked first grade level, second grade level, third grade level, fourth grade level questions to my friends here on the Brim Mega Show, and it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. An official kickoff of summer, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people taking final exams. You guys all get Fs. When, Hannah, you guys started to get text messages coming in from probably your teachers that are embarrassed for you. What were people saying on the text line?
I mean, we have a lot going on here. Carolyn said, I love my USA flag with 52 stars. Me too.
AB literally
my flag
asked,
has 52 stars.
AB literally asked during a song, saying, well, the flag has 52 stars. Is that maybe why I thought it was 52 states? We're like, no. The flag has 50 stars for the 50 states. That's what the stars are
right,
for?
Yeah. And 13 stripes for the original 13 colonies.
I know
right.
that one.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
And then teacher Angie texted in. She said, I'm so sorry, but anything divided by 0, like you can't do that. You can't have no
yeah,
groups
that's
divided
why I was
by
confused.
0. So good luck. And a lot of people are saying, Brett, your test is incorrect. You can't take 10 slices of pie and divide it by 0. It's an error. You can take 0 slices of pie and divide any number and still get 0 slices of pie, which is what he was thinking. He's still wrong.
Oh,
see,
wow.
I'm really smart.
Man.
See, wow.
Well,
is that what they would have covered in third grade, though? Because I just felt like you would have gotten the
no,
fact that you
seen
can't
the paper,
do it
said,
in 0.
Yeah, 8 divided by 0
yeah.
is what you would have seen.
Yeah,
right.
gotten 0.
And then we had a lot of people like this text. That was low-key so embarrassing for you guys. I mean, it was funny, but I fear Hannah and AB just want to live out their dumb, blonde, bimbo dreams. It's a little sad, but you are loved nonetheless. That doesn't feel loving to me. Honestly,
AB is a brunette.
Yeah, seriously. And this is fake blonde, okay?
I think they think we were, like, kidding, but that was
no,
genuinely
that was
us
real. I was trying. I was really trying hard. Alicia texted in and said, how did you guys not know that lions are a pride? Didn't you watch The Lion King?
Hated yep. that movie.
Yeah,
it was
yeah
so
that
sad.
Was I was a Nickelodeon
I watched
kid, so.
The Lion's Den.
Yeah, Kevin was watching a different movie.
That's right. We had Disney Minus.
I will defend you guys, although some of it was bad. The people who are texting in, it is a lot harder when you're doing it on the radio
oh,
and someone
yeah,
puts you on the spot.
Totally.
Like, you think about it, and you know it. And
we
then
probably wouldn't have gotten it regardless, but yes, it's harder.
but right. I mean, it was so funny. You know, Hannah immediately, 26 letters in the alphabet. I'm going, when did we add two other letters? It's like the new states.
But a lot of people are trying to recognize or like understand why AB and I swear there's 52 states. This makes sense. This is so confusing. Hannah and AB were thinking Hawaii and Alaska don't count in the 50 states. They're definitely wrong, but that's where they got 52. Why is there states that aren't included?
Okay, why would you not include a state and then get higher numbers?
Right, exactly.
They're probably thinking those don't count, so they added extra.
I know what they're saying.
The contiguous United States, the ones that are connected,
we were
and then
taught
there's
wrong.
Two other ones.
No, okay.
That's it, the 48.
Two territories of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Why can't we just have it all be one number? 52. All be one state.
How about this? There's 50 states in the United States of America as we get ready to celebrate and honor Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember that, there guys, right? 50 states. Right.
Yes. Learn something new every day.
Yep. You guys are never going to forget that ever again.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.